You sure it's in that line?
Saying to you, the President of the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I will defend corporate criminals with a history of reckless aggression against the hopes of all mankind. The American flag stands for the designs of evil men, commanders of Al-Qaeda. They deserve our personal support, and when appropriate, they deserve the assistance of the federal government. America will blackmail the British government and make terrible threats to kill all their children and rape the afflicted. Let's put it this way. They're no longer a problem to the United States. Liberty and human rights and democracy. Our most important priorities, electric shock, burning with hot irons, dripping acid on the skin, mutilation with electric drills, cutting out tongues, and mass murder. If America is not evil, then evil has no meaning. In a world of chaos and constant alarm. But why? I have a message for the people of the United States. Your enemy is not surrounding your country. Your enemy is ruling your country. We can't help you. Go home and die. Death is God's gift to humanity, and it could be you. America's duty: aid communities and burn away millions of acres of treasured forests. We must command and control foreign sources of energy. Ladies and gentlemen, we are strongly supporting regimes that seek and possess nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons. We will continue to create deadly havoc in the Middle East, leaving thousands of citizens dead, blind.
Thank you, George. So, that was 4X. Next up, we've got Messy Jizz, who's very kindly conceded to come in and take part in a Pirate Island with only a choice of 5 records and a luxury and a book.
Ten.
Yeah, she begged for more, basically. She wouldn't take it lying down. But so that was the first of the audio pieces that, well, I don't think any of us could be without that. D's. What have you got next for us, Jess?
Next is I just know them by their covers, not by their names. It's called Not In My Name, Pledge of Resistance, by Saul Williams and DJ Spooky. Would you like to go straight into that?
Yeah, let's roll Not In My Name.
Evil.
make it real. Make it real. To make it real.
So, Not In My Name.
Indeed.
A Desert Island Essential.
I wouldn't go anywhere without it.
And next one's a little bit political as well, I think. What's this coming up?
I want to introduce the next one a little bit because it is fresh off the computer of Who'd You Think. It's an unreleased, unheard anywhere else other than this is its premiere play. And it just basically, because one of the things I'd take on me to listen to. So this is An Ode to Him, which is, yes, a little bit political.
Here we go.
Good.
Has it got a title?
It's called We Are the Prophets.
Don't know me, you don't know my styles, blood, innit? I like to just bust some fresh shit, you know what I'm saying? It ain't easy living in Hackney, town of poverty, rape and flipping robbery. Dirty mugger thuggers out to get we, you get me? I try to maintain some positivity, make the most of your opportunity. Arise above these times and keep your pride. Get off your backside, kid, stay focused, not blind. Think about the consequence of arrogance using some intelligence, not egomania. Clock life shop, you are gonna die. Shock horror fear factory, paid for by some serious flipping arms factory. The one that sold the guns to Iraq, G. Playing risk with our lives for some toy money. And it ain't funny, but they call it eco-no money. Don't it smack of hypocrisy? Is it metropolitan policy to beat up civilians at a peace rally? Legends, I'm not snoring it, boring it with lyrics about guns and whores and that shit. That won't wash no more. The rinse-out concept is lyrically poor. You can't fool me with your MTV ideology. I don't have keys to a bimmer and I couldn't give a flying zim zimmer. I just deliver sick rhymes that make the girls them shiver. Realistically, sophistic quickness, linguistically, I'm flipping and ripping in a verse of style. We don't do that shit, no. We don't. Bling bling, we don't do that tripe. We believe in tunes and not chart hype. We are for real and not just the prophets, cause we are the prophets. Yes, we are the prophets. Bling bling, we don't do that tripe. We believe in tunes and not chart hype. We are for real and not just the prophets, cause we are the prophets, yes, we are the prophets. Are for real, not just the prophets, cause we are the prophets, yes, we are the prophets. Bling bling, we don't do that try. We believe in tunes, not short hype. We are for real, not just the prophets, cause we are the prophets, yes, we are the prophets.
We are the prophets, Richie Fingers, having it. The importance of, or not necessarily the importance, but the...
The joy.
Yeah, the, what you can get across in putting lyrics into dance music and into electronic music. And
Exactly. I think it's on it because I think it's important that as much as the dance floor is about having fun, we are about getting a message across and communicating with... And saying something as well as just having fun.
I think like a lot of people have got a lot of things to bring to a forum, and I think that's what a lot of people are trying to do in playing music. And it's nice that like bands like Dead Silence as well, they're putting a lot of content on top of really, you know, and cutting edge music, and it's really interesting to hear Richie doing that.
Yeah, no, it makes a difference because you can dance to it and you can see where it's going as well and enjoy it. And like I love Gabba, but you know, fuck you, cunt, 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 doesn't really get the same message across at the end of the day. So
forward thinking. So what number are we going to next?
Right, number one. This is a tune off of a project that me and Hooja Fink, under the name of the Whispering Minority, he's got so many names I get confused. A CD compilation project we've got going on called Squat Breaks, and this is a tune with the poet Rob DeZero and Phobic. So for your audio delights.
Speak of love and flowers. These things mean nothing to me, for I'm just dust, and you're all just copy. God, Buddha, Allah, all them cunts got together, barred us from heaven. In fact, the gates were locked to our type right from the start. So we turned our backs on their paradise, just sleepwalked through hell, till limbo became only another place to sit down. Sooner or later, you always end up back on the street. And who owns the street? Well, we like to think we all own a little piece here in this collective fantasy. Like the single cells that make up a complete creature, I'm a symptom, I'm not the disease. I'm a symptom, I'm not the disease. I'm a symptom. You can get yourself in the company of friends that you're one thing or another, and maybe oftentimes even play up to their expectations of you. But out on the street, these imaginations are less than worthless. No one knows, who cares who you are. Just another faceless smudge, smearing itself down the pavemental sidewalk. Your skin yellow, your hair haggard, your hangdog mouth locked in a downturning sneer. Trapped in the flesh cage, your elders denial knowledge and association with. They constructed the city of cities as a concentration camp of will, not people. The skyscrapers were to challenge deities on their own turf, while the plumes of Tesla's pigeons rose over Trafalgar Square. They were digging crater mass a new pit for the cranes to pendulum over. I always returned happier than when I left, stumped on the steps that staggered down from St. Paul's, wondering if that girl eating her lunch is you or her. Instinctively I know the clothes are not stylish enough, I'm trying to rationalise. String huge building blocks shaped like upside down fireplaces into place. As I look up from writing, I see with disappointment she's gone. Stepping up to leave, the woman exits St. Paul's, passes me going down the steps. It's not her or you, but something about the woman is familiar as I ghost her 70 yards behind, gradually blending with the hordes of commuters moving in automaton up to the temple at Liverpool Street. As if to a prayer meeting. A couple of streets I lose her, but then I see her as I walk into the foyer of the terminus with the cameras that hate Paris, keep central under giant mushrooms bristling with spikes. She sat on the bench waiting for me seemingly, or do I project that? Her eyes bore holes into my head as I feign indifference. She had noticed the repetition of person, the shadow down the street, sitting on the steps beneath the necro of thousands of people's mantras, the flickering blue destination board. Within moments she is sitting down next to me, wincing slightly at the coldness of the stone, where street drinkers usually sat marking their territory either side with the self-same ammonia stench you recognise from alleyways, phone booths, alleyways, lift shafts, alleyways.
Thank you.
Oh. Why is that not working?
I don't know if we are on quality. So that was number four.
That might be why it's not working. I'm a great DJ, me.
Got one left.
One left? No, fuck off. Seriously, no. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I'm not sure you're cut out for this desert island.
No. Look, my plan for a desert island is a really fucking large sound system, loads of ravers, and a few people to make tunes.
Because there's obviously a luxury available here. This is your luxury, isn't it?
Yes.
I think we could have guessed,
yes.
But big sound system, yes. Wicked having it crowd, and
yes.
People pumping out some cutting edge,
yeah.
Messed up wouldn't, audio
wouldn't,
mayhem.
I wouldn't leave home without it, basically.
Awesome.
Yeah.
we're definitely gonna fuck off this 5 discs thing. I think that's ridiculous.
No. That was for people like fucking Des O'Connor and John Major that have absolutely no.
Yeah, John Major took
essence.
A cricket pitch.
No, what's I'm sorry. Quick about? Is was, good. Quick yeah, is good.
Without
quick
a team.
Has got its place. That's what all the ravers are for. They could play cricket.
Jess and John Major on an island.
Oh, no.
10 records each, a cricket pitch and a sound system.
Yeah, I'll try and not waste all of my records by aiming them like frisbees at his neck.
So, this is number 5. What's it going to be?
As I don't have to worry about that, it's going to be track number 4. Today's lucky, I think. Is that right? 1, 2, 3, 4. Mind Control.
Quality. The last one was called The Lost Papers.
It was called The Lost Papers, you're quite right. That.
But yeah, this is Mind Control, disc number 5 on Jess's Pirate Island.
No.
It's Mike again, Rob.
No, that wasn't track number 4, that was track number 1. This is track number 4. Yeah, right. I expected more professionalism than this.
Yeah, you came to the wrong place.
Yeah, exactly.
Which way? truth, truth, truth is painful. You can't change things, even your mind,
even your mind,
even your mind.
We're ways of reaching that. Resist. Take control.
We're here.
Yeah, we on? Okay. I think we're on. Yeah, if you could have seen us, we all just ran back to the booth there. We were just bigging up Richie Fingers and...
big you up, mate.
There we go. Yeah. You're trapped on this desert island.
I am.
You've got your sound system.
I have.
You've got a bunch of records.
I have. And a bunch of ravers.
What when you settle down in the afternoon and they're playing a bit more chill out material on the rig, what are you going to read?
Book that I'm reading at the moment, I'd like to take with me because I'd really like to finish it, is A Brief History of Nearly Everything, and it's by Bill Bryson, and it's about the history of science and stuff because I love science and I take a very hefty science book with me. The Elegant Universe is a good one as well. I'm trying to get my head around that one. And I think that if I was stranded on a pirate desert island for the rest of my life, I might have enough time to actually get my head around some of the, the mathematical...
All that super science.
Super science, yeah. I love it, but fuck me, I don't understand it. But yeah, it's good, it's great. Loving it. This Bill Bryson book, A Brief History of Nearly Everything, is definitely worth it. It's hilarious. And it's got everything in it, and it just kind of goes over it, so it's quite good. And America's going to go pop any minute now.
Well, we can't give you an ISBN number.
Nope.
But, that's the one you take. So we're on to record number 5.
Six.
Oh, yeah. And... it's getting the edge.
Okay, this is another very talented... friend of mine, Mr. French Freddy Frogs, who I don't think you've had on here either.
We have.
You have? Oh, okay.
Freddy came down on the night his girlfriend got knocked off her bike.
An attempted mugging. I don't remember that. But she got away, she fought them off and got home with herself and her bike intact. So it's good.
And meanwhile, Freddy rinsed it out.
This is one of his tunes because when he started making music, I was very inspired. So.
Of the LSD user.
one had a bad trip. It was all very good.
Quite a long track. We're going to leave this one running in the background. I don't know how much of it.
It's just in case you're wondering why it's playing, it's Vim Mertens maximising the audience, and should be played very, very fucking loudly. But it goes on for a bit, so let's carry on talking.
Also, I think this one, we're getting a bit random now. Just put it as well. So we're going to. We're going to crack on to talk about something that's been happening in London for quite a few years now.
Let's turn it down a bit so we don't have to shout.
Yeah. Hopefully Rob's monitoring the sound levels. Something that's been happening in London for quite a few years. In fact, how you and I met. It's a group of artists who've been putting on exhibitions, primarily named Temporary Autonomous Arts. Since then, a few more exhibitions. There was a Cleanse exhibition. There's been up to Fuse, Liverpool.
The Liverpool Ground Zero Plot Thickens Tour. Quite a Tour.
It's a group of people who've been working together with a sort of I suppose a kind of common collective goal, like the name says, to bring random people into a sort of art space, I suppose, and to let
the social space as well, I think. Yeah.
Right.
Not just art, but just fun and existence, I think.
I think the goal of the Temporary Autonomous Art initially was to open up a space to let people be creative and have fun together, I suppose.
Yeah, a free space. There's not many of them around, and especially in the art world, really. And, just about bringing people together to celebrate creativeness, and not necessarily in an art form, but music's creativeness and just social interaction, that kind of thing. Actually finding the opera a bit hard.
Yeah, feel like you're competing. But,
yeah. Random artists.
When was the? Let's do some. Let's get some specifics. The first exhibition that, because you're involved in the first exhibition, weren't you? You're part of the group of people putting on. When? What year was that?
2001.
And that. Where was the venue?
That was in Borough. No. That was in New Spitfields Market, just around the corner. No, Spitfields Market, Fountain Road, the old wine bistro there. That was before Dead Silence party, I think. And we had the upstairs room for art and stuff. And it was, kind of escalated in there.
And since then, I think it's now in London, there's been seven, maybe?
Seven, maybe eight, something
as
like
well as well that, as additional as well as little exhibitions and curated exhibitions. Yeah. Incidentally, what was the curational brief for the TAA?
There was no curational brief whatsoever. It was bring it along and put it up, mate, in it. And I think that was the success of it. And that's spread.
It did, it
spread
created,
out,
I think.
Out London, I was
going to
say.
It created a very open vibe in the exhibitions. It's the only kind of squat culture that I've ever taken my mum to, and she thoroughly enjoyed it.
Mine too. Mine too. I wouldn't quite take my nan, but my mum and dad loved it, and they had a good time.
But there was an element, I felt, by seven or eight, quite a lot of the same people were involved. It would become a little bit, and one of the things, there was a guy, Jiminy, in fact, who we had to play a while back up in Bristol, who posted on the wall at one of the exhibitions work by Hakeem Bey talking about temporary autonomous zones.
Yeah.
And one of the things that is outlined in that brief, we talked about that briefly before on another show, but one of the things that was talked about that in his sort of theory of temporary autonomous zones was that once they come into being, they actually lose their temporary autonomy and they become like an institution by default.
Oh, really? Okay, I've never actually read Hakeem Bey, to my shame. But that's interesting that you say that.
And what he says is that things change in their shape at that point and they move on, and the people who are maybe instigators and creative, put their work into it, they leave it to, they leave it and they move on to it. And you say, you have actually, well, I say you, the idea has moved out. There are people now in Bristol have taken it up.
It's really caught on in Bristol big time. And it is that thing where in London, although it still attracts so many people and people love the idea and everyone wants it to happen, I think you're right. I think it stops becoming a temporary autonomous action and starts becoming quite staid and institutionalised.
It becomes a social space for a group of people, but it means that it's not so open.
Definitely. It starts becoming a bit of a clique and a bit elitist and stuff. And I think that it's, plus after you've been doing it for 5 years, you get a bit tired and a bit drawn out. And I think, the people in Bristol have completely new energy, new vibe, have taken that spirit and are doing wonderful, wonderful things in Bristol that's given a lot of hope to and inspiration to the fact that the idea was a good one and it's still going. And I do hope in London as well that it will
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the random artist did an event a while back, last Christmas, I think, in fact, was it?
The Heresy Exhibition.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And that definitely, it was a new level, I think, in terms of what it was curated, but it had a goodness to it that was the same sort of...
Oh, I think all the stuff that we've done that's been curated has been really strong. I think... sort of, instead of being that wide expanse of an invite like Temporary Autonomous Art, to be more closed where the artists actually focus in on a subject. I think all the exhibitions we've done like that have been really strong. I think that's where we're going to keep going ourselves,
yeah,
in London.
Yeah, random artists, right.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, the
it might sound a slightly bit odd, this interview, but I've also worked with Jess and the random artists in the more recent past, and so I find myself slightly in the role of interviewer and participant.
Are you interviewing me? I thought we were having a conversation.
I'm not sure exactly what it is we're doing, but in that respect as well, there's some new temporary autonominity planned further north.
Yes, again, the spark is catching. It's going up north to Manchester in probably the 15th, 16th, something like that, of October, I think is the final date. And so, yeah, I think the people in Manchester are really up for it and really keen. And again, I think there's an energy there of people that it's about, you know, when the rave scene gets a bit tired and people get a bit bored of raving, there is something else to do. There is a larger community out there, and I think the art exhibitions are part of that. And Manchester have gone, yeah, we want it. So, yeah.
So, there's a website for random artists that you can get information about upcoming events, not just as well from random artists, but involved with the sort of temporary autonomous art concept, which is
www.randomartists.org.
Which, it's also got a sort of backdrop to other exhibitions that have been done in the past. There's some good... In fact, I found recently, I looked through it, and there's a picture, which I suppose Pitt probably has, but I completely lost that we made a picture one night, me and a friend, and since then I've got no idea what's happened to it, but I found a photograph of it.
Yeah, I've got loads of film of it as well, of you making it. I found loads of footage of that, but not the actual piece of art, no, sorry.
But yeah, no, we've got the... I think... definitely on the website, so I'll just speak to Pip again.
Yes.
How are we looking on this?
It's still going. About a minute. Do you want to let it play out?
Yeah, we should give a bit more. What's the next one up going to be? That's the... we're going to work on that in the next minute.
Okay, that was a bit random. But I love that tune, and it's very techno in it not being techno at all. And the next one that I've got is very similar to that as well. It's just as out there and eclectic. So I like to consider myself quite eclectic. So keeping on the random vibe, shall I?
Yeah, drop the needle.
Yes, it is dropped. Okay, and that's one of the ones that I'd play on the Sunday when there's less raving going on and more cricket between me and John Major.
So, if... Oh, there we go. In the event... I know it's unlikely, but... say John Major's fallen on hard times and, say, decided one way or another that he'd, supplement his earnings with... selling some kind of illegal substance to the ravers that you'd invited to come play
fucking
cricket.
Fucking capitalist, typical.
What is it? What drug is it that you would rather John Major sold to your raving crowd for a good vibe?
To be honest, I think I've been giving this one some consideration, and I think especially considering it would be John Major that's there trying to make a little bit of a profit on our raveteering, I'd make him sample all of the treats on the island until he came up with the appropriate substance.
Excellent.
Hopefully a bit hallucinogenic. So, quickly, the next one that I've got up is the tune that inspired me to be a DJ, because I heard it and I thought other people need to hear this.
And this is your last one, or have we got one more afterwards?
I'd like to play one more, but if this is my last one, then I'll end on this one, because it's fucking tune, and turn your fucking stereo up really loudly.
Yeah, watch your bass bins. We're going to play one more after this, though.
The Rubber Band Man. Okay, lovely.
The Rubber Band Man.
Thank you. playing at a club outside of town. I was so surprised, I was hypnotized by the sound his cats put down. When I saw this short, fat guy stretch a band between his toes, hey, I laughed so hard, cause the band got down when it finally reached his nose.
Hey, y'all, prepare yourself for the
so much rhythm, grace, and debonair for one man, no. And then he had to nerve to twiggle his left toe, but through his knee, got the feeling in his head, y'all. Oh, come on, baby. A rubber band man, just moving, a rubber band man, get down, oh, get down, lover.
Hey, Rob's running up to the the mixer.
Well, that's the problem with these old 70s tracks. They end and then you have to turn them over and then play the rest of the tune on the B-side.
I quite got into that one. It was very upbeat.
Fucking track that. Fucking tune. It took me ages to try and locate that and download that because I lost my copy, which was very sad. But thanks to the World Wide Web and free download BitTorrents, I've got it back. Woohoo!
Hey. So... sadly, we're coming to the end of another show.
I don't want to leave my desert island. I quite like it here. It's sunny.
John's just kicking back with his crack pipe in his hammock.
Ah, yes.
But sadly, all good things have to come to an end. And it's been a pleasure to have you on, Jess.
It's been very nice. Thank you very much for inviting me on.
We're going to spin one more and kick out for the evening. Shout out to anyone who's listening, Tamon in particular, sadly missed. Hopefully Maria have a safe and less terrorist-ridden journey than she did on the way out. She arrived last Thursday. You might remember us saying Tamon was on his way out there, but obviously all the airports were closed and things weren't quite as fun as they could have been. But hopefully you're all travelling safely wherever you are going, tonight or tomorrow, and... We're gonna roll out with this.
Yeah,
what
nice
have we got
little
for us, Jess?
Gree Gumbo, yeah. Dr. John the Night Tripper to take us into the rest of the night.
They call me Dr. John, known as the Night Tripper. Got my satchel of gree-grees in my hand. Dingy tripping up and back down the bayou. I'm the last of the best, they call me the gree-gree man. Got many clients. come from miles around, running down my prescription. I got medicine to cure all y'all's ills. I got remedies of every description. I got it now. You got love trouble, you got a bad woman you can't control, I got just the thing for you. Something called controlling hearts and get together drops. If you work too hard and you need a little rest, try my easy life rub or put some of my boss fix jam in your breakfast. Try a little bit of here now. A satchel of grease in my hand. Then it tripping up, back down the body. You know I'm the last of the best. I'm known as a Gree-Gree man. Stella. If your neighbors give you trouble, put your business in the street. Seal a Jupiter, my whole card, it just won't be beat. Try my dragon's blood, my drawn tide, and my sacred sand. Left a little black cat oil if your woman got another man. Some goof and dust, black powder, ball stitch powder, knows you're reading out the palm of your hand. Dale, she's strangled that sand. Put her on your woman's feet and see if she don't know that one and that you from the no, 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 no. No, 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 no. Gree, gree, gumbo, yeah, yeah, yeah. Here now, bro.
been listening to LFM Pirate Island Discs with Messages. Earlier on, you heard Cavort X, Mark P, and Rory from All Substance, No Style. I hope you've enjoyed the show tonight. We certainly have. We'll see you next week. We've got Terra Audio, previously the artist previously known as Galactronics, Devotchka's Conundrum, Andy has sort of cancelled on us because he's moving his bedroom, but we're going to find someone to fill in this slot, and Tam will be back in the studio as well. If you're listening to LFM, good night.
So we taught the melody on the BZYTV. Anika, Ua, Wiki, Wiki are the words they said to me as they sang and danced so gaily on the beach at Waikiki.